Hey, good morning, a good Erev Shabbat and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Today is day 30, which is entitled Breath and Honey. And I'm actually going to be sharing an idea that I shared on my YouTube as well, because I just think it's such a powerful thing to think about when we hear the shofar blown on Sunday. And that's the idea of breath. I mentioned in the chapter, and I mentioned actually in the YouTube Parsha video, which I'll post also. Incidentally, anybody interested in reading any of my drashot, any of the talks that I have prepared for MJE. I don't know if I want to post them here because a lot of you guys will be there. So, but if you're interested in hearing my talks, I'm happy to share them with you. Just private message me and I'll send them to you separately. So when we blow the shofar on Sunday, please God, because we won't be hearing it on Shabbat tomorrow, we always say this phrase, Hayom Harat Olam. We always use the tomb Hayam Harat Olam, which means today is the birthday of the world. That refers, of course, to the Jewish tradition that Adam and Eve, first people, were created on Rosh Hashanah. Now, why does the liturgy, why does the Machzor, the Jewish prayer book on Rosh Hashanah, connect the shofar with the birthday of mankind? I understand that Rosh Hashanah is the day mankind was born, and we understand that the shofar is supposed to be blown on Rosh Hashanah, but what does one thing have to do with the next? There's obviously a connection because our sages have us say this phrase right after we hear the shofar being blown. Hayam Harat Olam, today is the day that mankind came into existence. Humankind was created. Okay, that's great. What does that have to do with the shofar? So Rav Yonatan Ushpitzitz, of the 18th century, great rabbi, he said that the significance of the shofar actually goes all the way back to the creation of man and woman in the Garden of Eden. Because what does the Torah tell us? That when God created man out of the dust of the ground, the Torah says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim. He blew into his nostrils the spirit of life. Vayi l'nefesh chayam. Man became a living being. That's how we became people. It was God's breath that really transformed man from this lifeless form to something spiritual. That's how we became people. And so on Rosh Hashanah, which is the anniversary of the day that God created people with his breath, we observe the very mitzvah that requires us to use our breath to create something. In this case, it's a sound from a ram's horn. And by sounding the shofar, we're basically beginning our year by copying God. Because what did God do? God also created through breath. And the shofar is therefore the ultimate reminder of our ability to create, our ability to copy, to mimic, to imitate God, which is one of the main purposes and functions of our existence. Hashem created us and put us into a physical world to manifest godliness in physicality. Right? It's the one thing we have Hashem doesn't, which is that we are physical beings in a physical world. We sometimes look at that as a negative, but we were put in that position purposely, intentionally, deliberately by Hashem, so that we could share Hashem where he isn't. That's why the Kabbalists teach, it's not in the chapter, but this is an important idea, that the more physical of a place we bring Hashem, the more dark that we bring the light, the more we fulfill our function and our purpose in this world. And blowing the shofar is doing just that. It's basically saying, Hashem, you created me with this physical entity called a body, and I'm going to use that body. I'm going to use that physical entity to bring spirituality, to bring you into everywhere where you are not. And that's a good question for us to ask. How are we using our physical body in this life, in this world, right? How are we using our feet, our arms, our eyes? Now, another theme I mentioned in the chapter, just to finish with, is the well-known custom to dip an apple in honey, which is, of course, expressing our hope and our prayer for a sweet new year to come. There's something a little deeper. I mentioned in the chapter, the Hebrew word for honey is davash, which is spelled dalet vet shin. The gematria of davash is the same as Av Harachamin, which means father of compassion. So when we dip an apple in the honey, it's symbolizing more than just a sweet year. We're basically trying to invoke Hashem's compassion, returning to Hashem, and we're saying that no matter, you know, how powerful we think we are, at the end of the day, we are just mere mortals, and we need your love, and we need your compassion. So these are two things to think about when you dip the apple in the honey. Think about invoking Hashem's compassion. That's what we're pleading for, to have a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah. We need Hashem's compassion. And number two, to think when the shofar is blown, when you hear that shofar being blown on Sunday, we say to ourselves, we ask ourselves, how are we using Are we using our breath to speak beautiful words, to create worlds? Are we using our arms and our eyes and our feet and our legs, everything else in our physical body, to really fulfill our function and purpose in this world, which is to bring Hashem where He isn't? Shana Tova, Tiva V'Chatima Tova. Have a sweet, happy, healthy year, loving learning with all of you. Hope you're enjoying this. And we'll come back, please God, after Yom Tov to continue.